Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Pomp is here, and so is Stanley Cup champion.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
I still love that. Don't you, Tyler?
I love that song.
I didn't hear it enough when I played, but yeah, I'll take it.
You like our theme song?
Yeah, I love it. It gets you going in the morning, gets you a little pop.
Yeah, who was in charge of the music when you guys played in the locker room?
I think Joe Vitale.
What kind of music did he like?
You know, probably usually they give it to like a young guy and he's got a lot of direction from the veteran guys. Like usually after, say we played Friday night, in the morning we would play like country, soft music in the morning, and then before games it'd be all, you know, pump up rap, this and that.
Pump up music. So a team-wide pump up, or do you have your headphones on before a game getting pumped?
Oh, team.
Yeah.
You got to get that locker room buzzing inside.
No doubt.
Who was the best dancer in your group? Surely,
I don't know if there anyone was good dancer. Everyone worked really hard on the dance floor. I'm not sure if anyone was that good at dancing.
Bob is.
I know. I've seen him.
Yeah.
I wish I can dance. Like, I wish I can, like.
Sure you can. It's inside.
Why don't we do it more often?
Look what you've overcome as a hockey. You know, you had to go over and above everything, and you did it because you practiced, and you could do that.
Why don't we dance more often? When me and my wife go out dancing, which is once every 4 years approximately, we have fun.
It's fun.
When we go to a wedding and we dance, we have fun.
Mentally, it's healthy everywhere.
Yes. So why don't you and I do that? A double dancing date and go out and do that.
There's a place right by my house that does that.
Invite us, Bob, and we'll go.
You can show up anytime.
All right.
I'll get a date for you, a day that makes sense.
What kind of dancing?
Country line. They can do, like, if you really like the Latin grind, which is an interesting dance?
Yeah. It sounds like I'd like it.
Why
not?
No, it's
fun. When are you not in a good mood when you're dancing, right, Tyler? Even at a wedding. I know you get up on the dance floor at weddings after a few pops.
Yeah, I need a couple pops. I need more than a couple. I need to be like
10, but you're on there and you're having fun.
Yeah. No, I always say no one works harder on the dance floor than TK.
That's right.
No one works harder. I don't know if sure.
The wagons more than Tyler Kennedy when it comes to the dance floor.
Limits, how are you today?
I'm doing well, guys.
You look like you got a haircut.
I did not. I got it about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago now.
Mm.
But I'm rocking with a mustache for today that might be going away after hearing what TK had to say about it.
He's stash boy this week.
He can say a lot of things just not on air right now. But I don't know. Like, you got a girlfriend? You don't have a girlfriend, right?
No.
That's starting to make sense.
It's a sore.
Oh, wow.
That's already a sore subject.
You shot from the blue line.
Yeah, well, you gotta keep it tight, dude. You got to keep it tight.
I agree, Limits.
But
a little tighter would do you wonders. Are we going out to dinner?
No, your hair looks great.
First of all, I don't like it that flat. I like he's got the thickness there. Yeah. He should prop it up.
Yeah. What about his mustache?
Well, it's
the mustache. I have to see it.
Be honest.
No, I can't tell right now. I have to see when it gets.
It was not meant to be something that stayed for more than 24 hours.
Mustache? I don't see a mustache.
It's beginning.
It's very faint.
To look a okay. lot faint like.
Turn sideways. Turn sideways so you see a little bit.
It's like Sid's playoff beard. You can't even see it.
No, I mean, it'll go away when I get
home. No, you got to keep it now. You got to keep it for a month and just see what the response is.
You started the process. Let it go.
I did that once in the summer when Skeens came up.
Yeah.
I had a mustache for about 2 months. Remember, Joe?
No.
It was a hit.
I would keep going.
Yeah, of course you forgot about it, but yeah, I thought it was a hit.
Yeah, I'd keep going if I were you. I think I gave myself a concussion last night. I'm dead serious. Coaching my basketball team, they weren't doing what I wanted. Not that I know what I'm doing. And so I literally punched myself in the head. And I saw stars. I didn't know what else to do. I wasn't going to throw anything because it was parent night at the old ball yard. So I just punched myself in the head.
That hard that you give yourself a concussion?
I think I did. I honestly think I did. I woke up with a headache.
I think you have something with a quarterback from Fort City who did that as well. Remember?
And
he went into a wall.
Also, Jim Carrey in Liar. Remember he beat the crap out of himself in the bathroom?
Yeah, Gus.
You remember?
He just did that to himself.
You'll like this one, Bob. I'm watching my son's hockey game, and a parent comes up to me. He goes, oh, Joe's the coach of my daughter's volleyball team or basketball?
No, basketball.
Basketball, right? Probably a while ago, or maybe volleyball. Maybe yeah. helped out someone.
And I was like, oh, like, how was he? They're like, oh, he gets in his own head and he is an emotionally driven coach.
That's for sure.
Well, if you listen to the show, we can determine that, right?
That's for sure. Did you hear about this, Tyler? I'm taking the boys out for steak tonight, which might not be the best move considering I just lost a job, but I am taking out City Limits, Donnie Football. And have you gotten a load of intern Dom yet? Have you met him yet? Oh, boy.
I bet you he can eat the most.
Yeah.
I bet you. He's
the one who
more.
Wouldn't settle for a different place and wanted one of the most expensive places in town. So here we go, Bob, even though I lost one of my jobs yesterday.
Was part of the bet they choose?
Not really. No. But people complained because, I don't know.
There's a Ponderosa up at Route 8.
I know.
Where
we could
going?
Go there. I can't say.
Why?
Because it's illegal.
Well, they might give you a little poke. You might give you a little deal.
I'm hoping for that when I get there, for
sure.
Yeah,
just tell us. Let us know.
I can't.
Come on.
No. But why? I'm going to spend like $400.
Well, that's because the boys
more
have,
than that.
More than that.
No, there's a limit on sides. There's a limit on sides.
No, the boys have collectively decided as a group that we are changing the location to a place that you suggested before.
All right, we'll talk about that later.
Is it downtown?
I can't tell you.
No, they're not going to get
Move on. Let's talk Penguins.
We'll tell you off air.
Stanley
Penguins,
Cup champion Tyler.
Whoa.
Bob, can you announce him again?
Ladies and gentlemen, today's number one star from 93.7 The Fan, it's Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
How about these Penguinis, huh?
Jeez, didn't see that coming out of the break, did you?
No, not at all. Why did it happen?
I would say yes, you could.
Really?
They had to clean up what they were doing in the third period, but in just about all of those games, I went back and watched a couple just to make sure. They were the better team for two periods before the third period implosions, and I think they were just mentally messed up there.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in the third period, but I think the play, it wasn't like they lost eight in a row and they were just being dominated. They were actually dominating teams.
What about Toronto, though?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be one in there. It's one of those games. But I think, by and large, what we saw this weekend was probably the best – statement you can make about a team that had they had Carolina, Detroit.
Yeah.
All those two teams are at the top of their
divisions.
And so they beat them all and beat them pretty handily. And they even in Detroit, to limit a team to 12 shots on goal, Tyler, you don't see that. In fact, that's the first time that's happened. Bob Grove had it in I don't know how many years.
What, Bob?
12 shots on goal in Detroit. That's all they
said. Oh, that was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
A clinic.
Like, it was like they took defense serious. For once, you know, it was like, wow, we're gonna try our butt off and play really good defense. And, you know, from Carlson to Letang, I see they're not making those bad decisions where the hope plays that, hey, let me try to make this one more play. They're like keeping it so simple. They're playing well. Like, you got to give a lot of credit to Muse and his staff for getting those guys to buy into the system. But from everyone I talked to, the players love the coaching staff. They like the energy. They like the new the process. They like their voice being heard from the coaches.
I was just going to ask you about Muse. That's the vibe, huh?
Yeah.
What do they say about him?
Just it's enjoyable to go to the rink.
Yeah.
And when you talk to him, he wants to hear your point of view. Mm. And for a player, like, that means so much. That means, like, you're a part of something. You're a part of something. Sometimes when you get, like, a veteran coach, they don't even care what you think. They're like, hey, I won, or, you know, this is what we're doing. If you don't like it, you know, whatever. We'll trade you or get you a new scenery.
So what you're saying is he will adapt whatever he needs to adapt to the current talent of the team. If he sees a team, you know, he's going to play a certain way and this is how you play it. I understand about the system, but I also got to believe part of that is trust in young players and trust in a fourth line, which I think a lot of coaches stay away from fourth line minutes. But when you can get a fourth line as good as this one has been, their minutes, it helps everyone else, doesn't it? Have a trickle-down effect.
Well, their top two lines, the guys like Sid, the guys like Russ, this is when you save them for the back nine, right? They feel more rested because they're not playing all out all game, every game at the beginning of the year. Like, you need four lines producing and pulling the rope to have a good team. And, you know, you look at their fourth line of carries, very good. I love the way he plays. He's solid. He's just like he's like our Craig Adams Stanley Cup winner, solid. You know exactly what he's going to bring. Lizotte, another guy that you know exactly how he's going to play every night.
And
he plays four lines.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why. Like, he can trust those guys. Those guys built enough trust in the first 10 games that he's like, no, I think I can put my fourth line against their second line, and they can make it work. They can do their job. They can chip pucks in. They can hang on to pucks. And they're producing, right? Lizotte can score. You know, not that Akari's getting many, but he's still on the board. It's not like he's got a goose egg there. Like, he's got, I think, 3 goals. Like, their fourth line's doing well. And then Dewar is a fourth line guy. I think he scored a 7th goal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're getting,
like, that's production.
And those guys are also central to their penalty kill. They do a very good job with that.
Limits, can you come in here for a second? You guys talk. I can't take this anymore. There's a I'm supposed to be on the regular network. This has been happening for months, and I've been blowing it off as if it's not happening. I keep getting kicked off the network to my phone to a personal hotspot, and I'm not on a personal hotspot. I'd be glad to be on one if it worked, Bob, because I have my personal computer here, and it's not working, and it never works.
You think you have a virus?
I don't know. Go ahead and talk. Limits is going to help me.
Okay. Well, Tyler, let's talk, first of all, about...
What is happening here?
Sidney Crosby was the second star of the week. Yeah. Now, you've been around him forever. You know everything. It just amazes me. The consistency he shows, it amazes me how, if you looked at him from his first, second year to his 21st year, whatever this is, same demeanor, same everything. How important is that to a leadership role? Just the he doesn't get over, has he ever been yelling in a locker room? I never sensed that from him.
No, he's like guys like that, like those top guys, they can talk like this. And you can hear a pin drop. That's the respect.
But the respect comes from everything that he does.
Everything he does.
Watch him.
The way he treats people, the way he works hard, the way he prepares for games, the way he eats. If you just watch this guy, you know he's got it all put together. Even him, like, taking a young guy out for breakfast or dinner, like, that means so much. And, like, there's certain guys in your career that, like, they would say, hey, run through the wall. Like, he's one of them, like, with no questions asked. And with the year he's having, I kind of felt like he was going to have a great year because of the Olympics and because of the comments. At the beginning of the year, he said, I want to be on Team Canada, not because I'm just Sidney Crosby, because of my play. So you know he was going to be motivated to show that, like, he deserves to be on that team. And the way he's playing, he deserves. Even if he was a nobody, he'd probably be on the team because of how well he's playing. But there's no one I've ever dealt with in hockey that has got it all figured out. Like, you know, from everything, from going on the ice early to after a game, keeping his head keeping his head on his shoulders, making sure he's positive, taking care of guys. Like, he's the best of the best. And again, when guys like him talk in the dressing room, they're not like, let's go. We need more out of you. It's more of like, hey, we need to pick it up. And it's like, oh. Yeah,
the message delivered without.
Yeah. Know, like guys like me.
Looks at you after all this success and says that, you better bring it up.
Yeah. Right? Like guys, like certain guys, like I was like an energy guy, but I would try to get the guys riled up. And I was like a screamer. Like I was the guy before he went on the ice that was stand up and the boys would give me the, you know, the dance floor and I'd be going bananas and lay, this is our game, this and that. Where in between periods or if we needed a little bit of pep talk, Sid would talk and it was like.
It's like E.F. Hutton, everybody listen.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, it was no, okay. Identical.
Captain has a message and it doesn't have to be yelled to deliver. Yeah.
What about Gonchar?
Gonch didn't say much. Gonch was very, his heart rate was like 85 before a game. Mine was like 160. But I'll never forget in the Stanley Cup final, I would go in there and I'm not joking when I say my heart rate was through the roof because I was so excited to play. I'd go in, Gonch would have a tee, have three sticks, tape and a stick, and he'd be so calm and so focused.
Who was the most riled up, the most nervous?
Tyler Kennedy.
You can probably
Tyler
guess.
Kennedy?
Like, I would say me, Talbot, like all the energy guys, right? Like, we would, because we knew we weren't going to play, you know, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, so we knew, like, when we had our chance, we had to bring it.
Did you drink coffee before the game? Kasparaitis used to go to Starbucks before the team bus.
Yeah.
And
all
he
guys,
would
yeah.
he had like a before the age of these giant water mugs that people carry now, he had one for coffee. Jeez. He would just guzzle coffee like he needed it.
Yeah. So my little pregame cocktail would be when we had our meetings, I'd have a coffee, like a full coffee, and then just after warm-ups, I'd chug a Red Bull.
Oh my God.
And I was
coffee with cream and sugar or
no,
just black?
Straight black.
Yeah. How about and, that, Bob, huh?
Straight black coffee, is that what you mean?
Yeah. And then a Red Bull.
Well, the Red Bull. I mean, I'm sure it helps you, but it also down, you know, it's one of those things, longer use of it can be not good. So don't.
You ever drink Jolt? Were you in the age of Jolt?
No, I don't drink any of that stuff. But yeah. I always had a hard time sleeping after games and I never knew.
Gee,
why.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I'd be at 2 o'clock and I'd be staring at the wall. I'd be like, what's going on here? I can't calm down. Da, 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 da. And then I look back and I'm like, oh my God, I had more caffeine than you can, you know. But I remember guys would take Sudafed. I tried a Sudi. They used to call them Sudis, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, in National Anthem, I'd be hopping around on the bench, like humming around. They'd be like, you all right, TK? I'm, oh yeah, just a little Sudi, you know? And it was just like, it dials you right in.
Man, I bet.
But after the game, you're in for one at that night. You might as well go out that night because you're not going to sleep once you lay down.
How has the locker room changed from this point of view? And I remember, this is going back into the 1980s, of course, but they used to have beer readily available after games. Mm-hmm. You know, if you wanted a beer, what's wrong with that? You have a beer now.
In the locker room, Bob?
Yeah, in the locker room. Just, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hard work. Let's get a beer and that's it. No intention to sitting there and drinking six packs of it. You know, I mean, just beer.
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore. Did you see that at all when you were playing, or when did that become a non-issue?
So that was like, by the end of my career, it was kind of like weeded out. Like no.
But
one,
it was there at the beginning.
Yeah, like Billy Guerin, Hal Gill, it was like, no, we got on that bus to go back on that plane. There better be a cold case of beer on
there the back. There should be. What's the harm in that?
Well, No, some people find it's you know, bad messages. It has nothing to do with message sending to anyone.
Oh,
and people would get upset. Well, you know, why? We had calls like that many times where people say, why would they celebrate in the locker? Because that's where you celebrate. Does anyone have a problem with the champagne celebration? You don't think they're just spraying champagne, do you?
You ever see somebody smoke a cigarette in the locker room?
No, but I saw someone, I don't care, Aaron Asham, he smoked cigarettes until like 2014. He left the rink at console at the time. And I'd look him, and I'd be going, what's he packing? He'd be packing his darts. And he'd be smoking a cigarette. And I was like,
Limits, what do you make of this?
It was He was a legend.
I'm just glad I wasn't around it. I don't do well around smoke.
Yeah.
He was a legend.
I bet you there was a lot of cigar smoke at times.
And he wasn't the kind of guy where you said, hey, I don't want you smoking around.
Yeah, yeah. No. He was tough. No, he was a good teammate. Like, he'd take one for the team, and he wouldn't sewer anyone or nothing like that. Like, you know. You always judge guys. Like, if you went out and one guy got in trouble, is he bringing the whole team down or is he just taking himself? And he's a guy that would just say, no, it's just me.
All right, so yeah. Malkin's coming back.
Yeah.
Right? And that shakes up the lines a little bit, but for a good reason, I think. I see they put McGroarty on. He has a concussion. Speaking of concussions.
Yeah, I saw that. And it may be a new second line with Malkin, yes?
Yeah, well, you put Kindle and Chinnikov on there. That's an interesting combination.
What do you think of Chinnikov, and what do you think of that line, potentially?
One, I think he's got a great shot. I think he's a guy that needed a change of scenery. Like, I think he's playing pretty good. He's a great pickup for a 24-year-old that we kind of took a chance on. We got rid of a guy that we'd probably send down to the AHL. And I think it's good when Russian guys play with each other. I think they speak the language. They can really communicate. Mm-hmm. I think him playing on Gino's line is going to make him feel a lot more comfortable. And I think that's going to be a good line. But from the beginning of the year, I always thought like Matheson, Brazo, and Gino played so well together. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't put them all back together, you know? But
yeah, I like that line. Yeah. Even with Tommy Novak's on it, it's a pretty productive line. But I get why they're doing it, and they have to do it. Because if everyone forgets, Malkin's off to a trim, one of his better starts, right?
Yeah, and you know, he just had a month break. Like, he should be fresh again. You know, he should see that jersey flapping in the wind like we always do, but this is one of the things that I think if they can get Chinnikov, Igor, to play like he can, like that's a good second line. Then you push everyone down the lineup. Like, they have a team that is a lot different from other years because, one, like, you have to bring your A game or they're going to beat you. You know, they're starting to find their game. They're starting to peak at the right time. Like, it's fun to watch. It's fun to talk about. Like, you know, it's exciting. You know, the culture in the room, I feel, is so different this year and so much more fun. And, you know, I've heard that, like, it was a little bit different last year where you're kind of walking on eggshells. And obviously it's because they weren't winning as much. But this year it just seems like everyone's excited to go there and be there and all that stuff. And
Sully's struggling in New York, too. Ooh. What do you make of that situation? And now Shesterkin, Fox, both out with injuries. They're like 2 points off the worst in
the
East.
Really good road team, terrible at home. They, for some reason, they can't do anything at home.
Sully's a flop so far, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he thought he was going to walk into like a different situation where they were going to run the show, you know, and it wasn't like that. Guys didn't perform like they could.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
You know, I think the two best players on the team, one is, you know, JT Miller. He's a gamer, right? He's their the head of the snake. Like, I think that team goes with him. I think another local guy, Trocheck, he's having a good year. He's kind of dealt with some injuries. I think he had a punctured lung, too.
Did he?
I think he had the same. No, he had fluid. This is, I've heard, I'm kind of guessing, too, but I heard he had fluid in his lungs, and they had to drain it, so they, he had to get surgery on it.
My gosh.
So that's why he was out for a while, but, you know, their team's just not playing how they should, and their D is not that good. Their goal,
they're older also. They're a lot, yeah. In many ways, they're an older team that's been, and they have a lot of individual star power there, right. But for whatever reason, it's just not working.
But know what's good about the Penguins? Like, we finally see that veteran presence with some young talent, you know, kind of like we always talk about the Washington Capitals. They had their veteran guys, and they had these young, good, young guys come in and, like, help produce and play. Like, that's the Penguins. Kyle Dubas has done a great job of intermixing those young guys with the old guys. And the young guys, like, with their opportunity, they're producing, from Kindle to Koivunen to
McGrory. You know,
Koivunen just got sent down, I saw, by the way.
Yeah, again, that's a product, I think, of just Malkin coming back and where you're going to play him. And they don't look at him as like a fourth line guy.
Right.
So,
off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, Tyler Kennedy's appearance brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Meet me at Mike's, fan Twitter. Comes via South Hills Kia. That rhymes, Bob. In Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net, the text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Do you have your outfit planned for tonight, big boy?
Not entirely, no. I have a thought about what I want to wear,
yeah.
But I feel like it might be the same exact thing I wore last year, so I have to look at our picture and make sure I don't do that.
Does everybody in this room have outfits they break out once every year or once every 2 years? Like, I only really have, well, this doesn't apply to you, Bob. Probably not you either. I only have one suit. Limits, how many do you have?
I have one suit. I can't afford it anymore.
We each have one. How many do you have?
Bob's, Taylor.
I have five. So I had like a lot, and then I didn't fit them after my career.
I've gone through that.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like,
the midsection gets a little bigger. Yeah. And
on TV, you try to do the first button, you're like.
Oh, and you can tell when it's not right. You can tell it.
We each get one guess as to how many suits Bob has. I'll go first, 93. Limits?
I'm going to say
93.
I'm going to say the honest answer is probably right around 18.
Tyler?
Oh. Oh, like I'm 30 plus.
30 plus,
I would think
for
you
sure.
Get one every year, right?
Bob?
I my wife is responsible for a lot, right? She lays clothes out when she gets them. We go to Heinz Healy's, great men's store in Pittsburgh. They have all kinds of stuff that I love. So the answer would be, and I don't keep track of this, but she does.
Domenico's 31. Is special tonight.
31.
Those count blazers too. I love blazers. You know, yeah. Something that mixes and matches. You get a little bit more wear out
and
of them.
You can identify it, Bob. You can identify the price immediately. You were looking at Stephen A. Smith up on one of these screens the other day. You said that's a $10,000 suit.
$5,000. Yeah, I can tell. You can tell the fabric.
How's that fabric? Okay.
Yeah, it's a fabric. You can see it right every time he's on. He's a very good dresser.
Do you get yours custom, Bob?
Yes. You got to make it. It's just like getting your golf clubs fitted.
What's the most you ever spent on a suit, if you don't mind my asking? And you might.
Over $1,000, but that was a long time. I don't do that anymore.
Hmm. Bob, you ever bring, like, you know, the first suits back? Like, hey, we're going to.
And they're in good shape. You know what I've done recently? Cam Hayward has a charitable thing called Cam's Closet.
Yeah.
And I would encourage anyone, if you want to get rid of some clothes, and it can help people who don't have, I mean, good. They will use them, and they do a wonderful job of, you know, recirculating them, and I think it's great. So a lot of people go to Goodwill or Salvation Army. That's all fine, too. But
that's so a great thing to
get
have.
Get that, Bob. I have Hugo Boss suits that, like.
No, those are big time.
Yeah, they just don't
hockey
fit.
Players like,
give
love
them
to
Limits. You guys are the same size.
Hockey players are always dressed up to the nines when they walk in the building. Now, has that always been the case?
Yeah, like right from my first, like right from when I was 16 playing junior hockey, I wore a suit to the rink.
They want you to do, I was just going to ask you about that because it's become vogue in all sports to have a camera on these people walking into
it's
the
important.
Ring.
Yeah. It's important. And there are thousands of ways you can carry yourself. And it's all very interesting stuff.
Who would have been the guy for you, the best dressed guy that all the cameras would have been on as they make their way to the rink at about whatever, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock?
Like Chris Letang. Chris Letang's got he's got good style. I think Gino's got a little bit of like, obviously he's got that European style that you haven't seen. You know, he throws
like slim fit stuff. Yeah, I can't do that.
I like that slim. I hate the baggy. That's how like my suits changed. I went from like the baggy straight leg to like more of a fitted suit. But those guys would bring in, because right now the whole thing around the league is some of these guys are wearing these outfits. You're like, some are wearing like hoodies to the game, where then you go to like a team like the Penguins, they're all wearing suits and like it's like going to work, you know, and they're like, oh, like, you know,
I like that. I think it's classy.
I think
do you wish that wait a second. Yeah, hockey coaches still do wear suits to games.
No, I think it's like when I put that suit on, it was like, hey, I'm going to work, I'm going to do a job. And that's kind of come from Sid. Like, you ever see Sid? Like, he never.
Oh, yeah. It's professional and classy.
Yeah, he leads by example. And, like, he was a guy, like, maybe on, like, the plane you can wear whatever, but going to a game, we're there to do a job. We're there to look like classy hockey players.
Bob, do you wish coaches in other sports still wore suits? I saw a high school basketball game the other day. The coach for Fox Chapel had a suit on. It was incredible.
Yeah, some of the guys still in college have reverted back to that, and even in the pros, they're all.
Did you like it better when they had suits on, or with the, you know, I mean, basically
as long
windbreakers?
I like, you know, obviously Nike and all these other corporations.
Pullovers.
They get into that because that's something that they want to sell, they want to push. So that's it. It doesn't matter to me. I think if you want to wear a suit, that's great. There's, you know, I think Calipari's gotten back to suits.
Is it ridiculous, Tyler, that baseball managers wear a uniform to the game? Can you imagine like Dan Muse in a hockey outfit with a helmet on behind the bench? Is there something ridiculous about that, Bob, or no?
You know what? You haven't seen that too much lately. They come up with their hoodies. You don't see like they are in uniform. Yes.
Yeah, they're in uniform.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You can't wear a suit and tie there.
Would it look more ridiculous if they came there in a suit and tie or dressed differently? Or is it ridiculous as it is, Tyler, in baseball?
I think it's a little ridiculous. Like, it's funny because now the camera's on you. Like, when you go into a game, like, no one's there. You're there so early. Like, you have a couple, we call it, like, the seekers that are there early to get autographs. But you're in your car. You barely see them. Like, they literally see you for, like, the 25 steps in the building, and then no one else sees you because you're there 2.5 hours before, and then everyone leaves. You leave the rink.
Unless it's a big game these days, and then everybody sees it on social media and TV.
So that's where it's changing, you know. And right now, Austin Matthews is getting a lot of heat because he's finally turning his season around. But he was, like, dressing up like a little bit more of, like, a casual fashion show where it was, like, just different. I don't even know how to describe that kind of fashion, you know, where it was, like, you know how Travis Kelce dresses like a little bit different, you know what I mean, like kind of California-ish, and they're like, whoa, Austin Matthews, like, he's not prepared to play hard, you know, he's got the you know, these relaxed outfits. And then you look at Sidney Crosby, who's having an unbelievable year, he's going there with a suit. So he's been getting a little bit of heat. But
you're a golfer, both of you are. I'm just curious, if someone paid you to wear clothes, it doesn't matter what.
Yes,
you would do it. Now, I bring this up because Jason Day has gotten a lot of controversy, like, because he has a new deal with, I forget the name of the company. I think it's something like Melbourne. Mm-hmm. It's baggy clothes. Did you ever watch it recently?
No.
You've seen him?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really like that style of bagginess.
You would if they paid you.
Well, that's the question. If they paid you, would you wear it?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to wear?
Right.
Well, I know the one he got in trouble in Augusta, he wore something that they didn't like and told him to remove it.
And really?
And what did. Was it? I don't know. It was some outfit that they didn't think was
appropriate
for golf.
But even, like, you know, guys are starting to wear just, like, regular hoodies now.
I like hoodies. Yeah. Hoodies are I think they're really stylistic.
Yeah, they right? can be stylish. Yeah. Limits, where do you fall in the baseball manager debate? Should they show up for the game in full uniform?
I've always wondered
Should Mike
that.
Tomlin show up with a helmet and shoulder pads
Remember
and
Tom
a full
Landry?
Jersey?
Tom Landry used to wear a hat and suit.
Of course. All those yeah, guys. All, well, they all wore suits back then, and now nobody does. Well, do you think baseball managers look weird and dressed for the game like that?
Well, I feel like whether it's been Shelty or Don Kelly or even Clint Hurdle, they've always worn, like Bob said, a hoodie. Like, I think the last time we've seen a Pirates manager that consistently wore, like, their actual jersey was Lloyd McClendon when he stole first base.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of any other Pirate manager that you consistently see, like, Shelton 17 or Don Kelly, whatever his number was, or Hurdle 13 on the back.
Yeah, that's what
I can't decide if I like it. And now I'm just starting to think, what else would they be in? And would it look worse if a baseball manager showed up in a suit, Bob?
I think hoodies are the answer. They look fine. You can put the Pirate logo or whatever on the front, back, wherever you want it.
Yeah. Aren't they warm, though, when it's 90 degrees and they're wearing a hoodie? I always wondered that.
There are different kinds of hoodies.
Yeah, they're
lighter ones, limited.
Lighter ones.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still a hoodie.
Do you like? I like wearing...
I don't wear hoodies when it's 90 degrees.
If the fashion's right, if the clothing...
I don't care about the fashion. I just want
like
to feel good
to
in, that say,
cool,
in that case.
Remember the Climate Cool things? I forget who had it.
Yeah, yeah, those
Nike
are awesome.
Nike or Adidas, one of them, too.
Do you guys think it's sad that Limits and I only have one suit apiece? And I think, honestly, I think mine is the one I wore for my wedding 18 years ago.
And you can still get into it because you've...
Now I can again, yeah.
Tighten it up. Yeah.
What do you think of that? We only have one suit, Tyler. You only have five.
Yeah, as long as it's a good suit. Like, again, I lost all my suits once I stopped playing. Like, my shoulders got smaller, my gut got bigger.
When's the last time you wore a tux, everybody? Bob?
The summer.
A couple of events. I have one tux. And I use
you own a
thing.
Tux. When's the last time you wore one?
It's better than
renting
it. If you had to rent it for all the things you had to do, it costs more money.
I think the last time I wore a tux was for the prom. I took Wendy Smith to Toronto.
Wow.
Wow.
You went had a red bow tie, I might add.
So you crossed over from Buffalo to Toronto for a dinner?
For a dinner up in the tower, wow. The CN Tower. Yeah.
Magical
When's the last? What was
Wendy.
The What was the occasion for you, Tyler?
The tux?
Yeah.
A wedding.
Limits?
Yeah, my cousin's wedding a couple years ago.
Are we ordered to wear anything in particular for Donnie's wedding?
That's a great question. Yes, actually. I think we have to wear black clothing.
Oh, I saw
that. It has to be black clothing.
What?
I guess we're dressing up for, it sounds like we're dressing up for Donnie's funeral. All black clothing? That's the first thing I thought. I was like, Donnie, you don't want us to be
In
like Craig
ways,
Sager?
In some ways, Bob, a wedding is a funeral,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
All right. All right, next up, let's talk a little Olympic hockey.
Can I give you some breaking news real quick?
Please.
Here
ding,
you go.
Ding, ding,
yeah.
ding.
Ding, ding, ding. After much debate and discussion, the Miami Dolphins are moving on from Mike McDaniel.
That makes eight.
Wow.
And that makes John Harbaugh.
That was the team that called. Yeah.
That's the team that
called. That was the seventh team that called.
That's right. We had a conversation that one team who had a coach in place and had no intentions maybe of moving on would do it now that Harbaugh's in the transfer portal.
Wow. Are we talking Vince Lombardi here? This is like the most incredible coaching sweepstakes I've ever seen.
John Harbaugh or Mike McDaniel?
Let's hear Mike McDaniel. Imagine this locker room speech, Tyler. If your coach came in and sounded this clear, this direct, this on point.
It would inspire you.
This would inspire you. Take a listen.
He was really frustrated at the, he was as I was. And, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
I can't laugh because I've been there.
That is so good. How does it keep getting better? You've been there with coaches before?
No, I've been there with interviews where I sound like that. I feel them.
You know the silver lining in this that I think is going to end up being hilarious? A week ago, multiple NFL reporters were saying the rumors around Cleveland... If Mike McDaniel gets fired, hello, Browns. They'll be saying Super Bowl, Super McDaniel up in Cleveland.
Is Stefanski interviewing with Baltimore? Did I see that or did I not see that?
No, I think you are correct. Okay. He's interviewing with the Giants as well. Harbaugh is not interviewing until next week. He's basically
We'll take care of all that at 11. I want to really get into the coaching carousel. And of course, Steelers. Wow. Tyler Kennedy in the building.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Let's go around the room, little horseflies. Are you more excited about the rest of the NHL season and the playoffs or the Olympics? I'll go first. The Olympics. I think it's the best hockey on earth. Tyler Kennedy?
Yeah. They may not have a rink to play in.
I saw that story. What's the problem with that? Well, first, let me hear your answers to that question.
The Olympics. The only thing, you need to have Russia in it. Maybe. That's the only thing that I'm like, it doesn't have that. The Olympics with Russia and would change. It would give it that extra boost that would nothing could compare. But I'm excited for it. The World Juniors, which is a junior, Sweden beat Canada and U.S.
I saw that.
I did. They were pretty good. And they surprisingly.
And that might happen at the Olympics. Like when I look at Team USA and they have the Tkachuk brothers at the top. I don't think that's the right move. They've both been hurt a lot this year. One hasn't even played a game yet.
I think Brian Rust should be on that team myself.
Yeah, I think he's like Jake Gensel, right? They
I think he should be on the team. I think they're making a mistake there.
I agree with that.
Of the way he U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
More than Shafley? Or,
I don't know exactly who I'd replace, but he's a proven winner. He's healthy. Yeah. I want that guy on my team. Yeah. And they're talking so much about not wanting to have an all-star team, but an actual hockey team, you know, the U.S. Yeah. Like they want to actually build roles for people. But, Bob, what are you looking forward to, Olympics or rest of season?
I like the Olympics a lot, but rest of season, really. I'm anxious to see Sidney Crosby and company play in a playoff game. It's been a while. I want to see it.
Wow.
I want to see what can happen when that happens. And he deserves that, so hopefully they can get him there. But I do love the Olympics, but I agree with Tyler. Russia should be there. You got to separate sports and everything else. But also, you're going to look at this roster now, and you tell me who you would replace, because I think you're right. Your forwards on this group are Matt Boldy, Kyle Connor, Jack Eichel, Jake Gensel, Jack Hughes, Clayton Keller.
I don't want to hear the whole roster, Bob.
Dylan Larkin.
I know, but I wouldn't replace one of the stars.
I'll tell
obviously.
You who I would replace. My answer is going to be what I was just going to get to, and that would be Brock Nelson. I'm not. I'd rather have Brian Rust than Brock Nelson.
Even
agreed.
Brian, Brock Nelson, Jack Hughes, last year at the Four Nations, like, where is he going to fit in the lineup? Right, if he's not in the top two lines, like, he's not a third or fourth line guy. If they're talking about a team, right? Clayton Keller. Another smaller guy that I don't think has proven. I feel like Billy Guerin's going after a team and big and rough, and he needs bigger players. Like, those three guys are very replaceable with other players like Brian Rust or Shafley or anyone. But I was not impressed with Hughes at the Four Nations, and I am very shocked that Billy put him on the team, even though, like, when you see him in regular season, he is like kind of like a Patrick Kane, you know, he's buzzing around making plays. I think that's more of a playoff atmosphere. That's more of a playoff style game. He's not good like that. He's good. He might be a good regular season guy. Playoffs, I'm not sure if that's his.
Well,
game.
Is he good on a rink that's 3 feet shorter? Because that's the situation right now. Plus, it's not even built.
They estimate it should be done a day before.
A day before.
That's what they're estimating.
Would you feel safe going into that building?
I mean, I'd have to. I mean,
you think they have a backup plan?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Backup plan on somebody's backyard?
Well, don't you think it should be either?
They're going to have to do that.
They got to have it in the U.S., right? Almost everyone that's in the Olympics, I'd say like 75% of the players.
Yeah.
Play in North America. Like, it's got to be in North America. If we're trying to build a game and the NHL is not, you know, the league that they play regular season in is not getting anything from it. And
well, how is this happening? That's my question. How do they have a hockey arena that's not close to being finished? And Bill Daly from the NHL said, if the players believe the ice isn't safe, then we're not going to play. It's as simple as that. To which Matthew Tkachuk said, I don't give a blank. I'm going over there. Even if it's not safe, I still want to play.
Oh, my God.
At best, it's a rink that's 3 feet shorter.
Do you think those two are too much?
They built it wrong. What?
Do you think those two are too much now?
Yeah, they're a little too much for me.
Yeah.
How about this is the update on it? According to the USA Today here, 2006 Winter Olympics, Milan Cortina, this will be done a day before. However, there's no guarantee of it. So a 16,000-seat ice arena has experienced multiple construction delays and scheduling issues. So a day before, you're not going to even get a chance to...
Oh, my God.
It's going to fall apart during the games.
I almost hope it flops just to teach him a lesson. Like, this, that's not good enough.
How much advance notice do you need, though, if you're going to get the Olympics?
I mean,
you know,
how
many years ahead of time do you have here?
But I wonder if it's like, hey, the dressing room is not going to have a washroom that's done, or hey, it's not going to have, it has nothing to do with the actual ice surface.
Right. Although the ice surface is 3 feet shorter than regulation.
Now, how did that happen?
I don't know.
I know that's another thing.
If it's how can you Olympic not measure
size? Especially in the size of that stadium. The stadium, like, they're building the stadium. Like, it's like, what's going on?
Well, I can't wait to watch it. How about the Penguins' immediate future here, Tyler? Do you expect them to keep up their current level of play for a while here? Or are they gonna sink again? What's gonna happen here?
I think they're starting to get on a roll. I think they're gonna keep going. I think tonight's a big game against Jersey.
Jersey's coming off a 9-0 loss, aren't they?
Yeah. So they're gonna be ready to rock. And like,
that's a dangerous thing.
And they got a really good team. So it's gonna be a big test for the Penguins. But I think they're gonna keep rolling. I think they found the recipe of how to win games. And it's through defense. They're playing great defense. They figured that out. They've got guys playing. Everyone's scoring goals. Sid's leading the way. I feel good. I think it's going to be a strong push here through the end of the year. I think that this is something we haven't been through in a while.
That is Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy. We had an awesome time as always. We have breaking NFL news. Mike McDaniel fired. Does that mean Harbaugh to Miami? Let's talk about the NFL coming up next. You can listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. That's every Wednesday through Friday. Go on the site at noon at 937thefan.com on the contesting page. High of Mike Webster today, 52. Low of Andy Russell, 34. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tyler, thanks, man. That was great. Hopefully they keep winning. We keep having good things to talk about.
Yeah, they look good. Let's go, boys. Thanks for having me.
Tyler Kennedy. Thank you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.